It's amazing how fast this place can go from rocking loud to absolutely silent in seconds.
On both sides of the field, both crowds are quite quiet, actually.
So we're going to retry this one. Number 21, Griffin Seymour. First one was good if you didn't, for those keeping score at home. As now they are half the distance to the goal line at the one. Seymour's kick is up. And it is, looks good, and it is through the uprights. The extra point is good. It's 14-0 MCC over HB with 5:20 left here in the second quarter on the WLW Sports Network.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Nothing MCC over Harbor Beach with 5:20 left here in the second quarter. That drive consisted of 5 minutes and 6 seconds, covered 38 yards, and resulted in a touchdown. It was set up by a fumble as Josh Schelke was trying to go for the pass. It was stripped out of his hands, and MCC scooped up at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, so far Harbor Beach going to get the ball back here. The running game doing okay so far, but the passing game, they've had more success with Schelke scrambling for yardage. They're going to have to find a way to shorten up them routes, get a few guys crossing each other to try and confuse the Crusaders secondary, because there has been very rarely any open receivers for Harbor Beach, and they usually have 4 or 5 receivers on the field at once.
Seymour kicking into the wind, comes down and bounces at the 10-yard line. Austin Seltz picks it up at the 7. He comes back into the midfield into about the 15-yard line, down to the 14-yard line by number 35. Logan Helton, who's also a running back here on this team. 5:14 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach with the ball at their own 14-yard line, left to right across your radio.
And a good low kick there as it hops right up into the lap of Austin Seltz. It takes him a second to corral it, and by that time the Crusaders special teams is right on him, and all he could do is get out to the 14-yard line now. So, but 5 minutes to go. We'll see if Harbor Beach can't get on the board here and make this a ball game.
Two wide each way. Now Chris Keyes in motion to the right. And Josh Shelley's going to keep it for himself. He has nowhere to run. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and lunges across to the 17-yard line, brought down by Michael Coffey, a senior on this team. Brings up a 2-yard gain and 2nd and 8. 14-0 MCC, Harbor Beach with the ball, less than 5 to play in the second.
Some confusion on that play because Josh Shelley fakes the end around, and he looked like he wanted to hand it off to somebody who wasn't there, and when there was nobody there, all he could do was dive forward and take what he could. Again, but a 3-yard gain nonetheless for Harbor Beach.
That's Michael Coy with the tackle. My apologies. Josh Schelke looking to pass, has to roll to his right, lets this one fly to Austin Seltz. He tries to bring it in, but it bounces off the turf at the 24-yard line, falls incomplete. Now sets up a 3rd down, 8 to go for the Pirates, and deep in their own territory at the 17-yard line, 4.5 before halftime.
Nate Jones, number 52 in coverage for the Crusaders, and he was right there as an Austin Seltz shadow, not allowing any sort of separation at all on that out route to the sideline. So all Schelke could do was throw it low and hoped that maybe Seltz could make a play on it, but it was a little bit too low.
Harbor Beach looking to convert here. They send 3 wide to the left. Chris Keyes, Tyler Vollmering, and Austin Seltz. 1 wide to the right, that's Mitch Hearn. Josh Schelke back to pass, lets this one fly downfield, and it's going to be intercepted at midfield, and MCC has the ball, returning to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, cutting back inside, and finally brought down at the 25-yard line by Tyler Vollmering, as that is not going as intended. Anthony Woodard brings in the interception, the 2nd of the day for Harbor Beach's Josh Schelke, and MCC with the ball, not actually inside Harbor Beach's red zone.
Well, Josh Schelke there getting a little bit frustrated, even though he's not showing it. The impatience finally sets in. Harbor Beach used to the big play. The short routes are not there, so he decides to throw it up deep to Chris Keyes, giving his receiver a chance to go get it. It's a little bit overthrown, and the only one there is the deep man, Anthony Woodard, the senior, and he hauls it in and gets a good return for the Crusaders.
Another short field to work with here, and they try and hand it off right through the middle to, that'd be number 35, Logan Helton, and brought down by Harbor Beach's front line there for a two-yard gain, second and eight from the 22-yard line with 4 minutes to play. 14-0 MCC before halftime.
Tackler there, number 81, Jason Gaffke for the Pirates.
MCC knocking on the door, trying to make this a three-possession game. Harbor Beach trying to keep it at 14 points. 8 men in the box for Harbor Beach. And Martinez going to keep it for himself around the left end and trying to come around the corner, and he can't. He's brought down to the 20-yard line by Dalton Oakey for only a 2-yard gain. Now third down, 6 to go for MCC at Harbor Beach's 20-yard line.
MCC running their version of the wing T, and it's a very similar to Harbor Beach's or a Huron County formation, except they're very spread out, the running backs are. And this time a fake handoff twice leads to a reverse of field for the quarterback, Martinez. Harbor Beach doing a good job maintaining their gaps, not being fooled by Tommy Scott or anybody else in the backfield, getting the fake handoff, and nice job by Dalton Oakey to clean up the tackler.
And it's a handoff around the left end to number 22. Harvey trying to swarm with the ball. He has the first down and rumbles and drags himself all the way down to the 8-yard line. Brought down finally by Chris Keyes. That is Blake Sanford, the senior running back, and Chris Keyes' first tackle of the day. First and goal from the 3-yard
35,
line.
35, Clark. That's Logan Helton with the carry, the sophomore for MCC. Pretty tough run there for the young underclassman there, Clark. Sophomores, he takes the carry to the left side of the field, and actually he almost broke that for a touchdown. Nice tackle by Chris Keyes.
2:40 left here before halftime. MCC knocking on the door, first and goal from the 8-yard line. 3 men in the backfield. Martinez hands it off to his third option. That is, gets all the way down to the 1-yard line, and actually touchdown MCC. Number 22 for the Crusaders. Blake Sanford drags his defenders all the way in from 8 yards out, and it's 20-0 MCC over HB is still here in the first half.
MCC doing a nice job of faking the ball to Tommy Scott on almost every play. They either give it to him or they make sure that he has thought about getting the football. And when they reverse fields, this time they give it to Blake Sanford, a senior, 5'8". He powers his way just far enough to get across the goal line now, but 2.5 minutes on the clock for Harbor Beach's offense.
That is the third touchdown set up by a Harbor Beach turnover of the day. 20 points. Actually, check that, 21 points as the kick is good for the extra point. It's 21-0 Muskegon Catholic over Harbor Beach in the state semifinals before halftime, 2:28.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Turnovers for Harbor Beach and 3 touchdowns set up for MCC because of it. 2:28 here to go in the first half. And the Crusaders are going to be kicking off right to left across your radio as Austin Stelz stands his own 5-yard line awaiting the kick.
Yeah, 3 turnovers. It's hard to overcome those, and all of them have led to points for the Crusaders, 21-0. But 2.5 minutes, we've seen Harbor Beach score plenty of times in that amount of time or less. So we'll see if they can't get themselves on the board and get a little momentum going into the half.
Griffin Seymour, the kicker, runs up to the ball and kicks this one away. And it's a high kick, comes down at about the 19-yard line in Devin Lemanski's hands. Cuts to the opposite sideline, cuts back in at the 25. He's across about to the 30, still on his feet, and drags his defenders all the way out to the 30.